我们两个礼拜前开始讲这个题目。
Two weeks ago, we started discussing this topic.
那天因为好几位青少年做见证。
Because on that day, we had the youth giving testimony.
我们只看完第一点。
We only finished the first point.
所以我们现在稍微复习一下。
So let us review.
一位出卖者是让人家非常痛恨跟藐视的人。
The ones who betrayed are those who were hated and looked upon poorly.
他出卖他的国家，或出卖他的朋友。
Either he betrayed his country or his friends.
历史上有几位很出名的出卖者。
There are many famous betrayers in the history.
一位在波斯跟希腊战争当中的人物。
One was the during the war between Persia and the Greeks.
当波斯王亚哈随鲁
that time the king Ahasuerus,
也就是以斯帖的丈夫
is the husband of Esther.
当他带兵要去打希腊的时候
when he was attacking Greece,
他们走到一个很狭窄的关口
so they passed through a mountain pass.
叫做 Thermopylae 这个地方。
That's the name of Thermopylae.
当时斯巴达的国王跟他的兵守在那里。
They were kept guarded by the king of Sparta.
只有两天的时间，他们没有办法冲过去。
They couldn't pass the pass in 2 days.
虽然他有几十万甚至几百万的兵丁。
Even though he may have hundreds of thousands of soldiers.
可惜当地一位希腊人。
But the first Greek,
他的名字写在那上面。
The name is printed on the program.
他出卖了希腊。
So he betrayed Greece.
他带领亚哈斯里王绕着另外一个山上的小道通过这个关口了。
So he led Ahasuerus by bypassing the mountain pass.
导致了希腊整个国家的灭亡。
So it led the Greek to be destroyed.
第二个人物我们提到是美国独立战争的时候。
So the second one is the person during the Independence War.
叫做 Benedict Arnold, 阿诺将军哈。
So that's his name, Benedict Arnold.
他把美国的这个一个城堡叫做西点城堡要出卖给英国人。
So he was going to give up West Point to the British.
可惜他的足迹被人家发现。
But his wicked plan was.Exploded.
没有成功。
Did not succeed.
我们来到第二次世界大战时候有两个出名的女人。
So there are two famous women during the Second World War.
东京的玫瑰。
Tokyo Rose.
跟轴心国的 Sally.
So there's another one is called Sally. Access Sally.
他们用他们的广播。
They use their broadcasting.
想要腐化。美国士兵的战斗的志气。
So they want to try to destroy the morale of the United States Army.
但他没有心要打仗。但他们没有心要打仗。
So they will lose any courage to fight.
这两个人在战后也被人抓起来。
So these two were captured after the war.
我们提到我们中国一个很出名的卖国贼是吴三桂。
We also mentioned one of the person in Chinese history.吴三桂，
他引兵入关
，so he led the Manchurians into the mainland，
导致明朝的灭亡
，so that caused the demise of Ming Dynasty。
圣经上至少有两个人
，there are at least two people in the Bible，
是这是这个卖国贼哈
，then you can call them the betrayers。
一个是亚西多佛
，the other one is Ahithophel。
当亚沙龙叛变的时候
，When Absalom was trying to betray his father，
他讲大卫要出卖掉
，He wanted to betray David。
他跑在亚沙龙这一边
，So he went over to Absalom。
如果亚沙龙接受他的主意的话，大卫就会丧命。
If Absalom accepted his plan, David is going to be killed。
大卫向神祷告
，And David prayed to God。
没有说将亚西多佛杀掉。
He didn't just kill Ahithophel.
而是让他的主意不被亚沙龙接纳。
But he prayed so Ahithophel's plan would not be accepted by Absalom.
当亚西多佛发现他的主意不被接纳的时候
，When Ahithophel realized his plan was not accepted,
他就出去吊死。
So he hung himself.
这个是今天的犹大。
Just like Judah.
他出卖耶稣对他的信任。
So he betrayed the trust of Jesus.
他把一个他最亲密的朋友出卖给人。
So he betrayed one of his closest intimate friends.
并且还出卖给耶稣的敌人。
And he betrayed Jesus to Jesus' enemies.
犹大的终局，他也是出去吊死了。
So what happened to him? He also hung himself.
我们在第一大点里面说，耶稣很早就预料到这个背叛。
So in the first point, we say Jesus anticipated this treachery.
耶稣没有说，哎呀，这件事情我从来没有想过。
Jesus was surprised, so I never thought about it.
这件事情圣经里面已经预言了。
This was already prophesied in the Bible.
我们说记载在 诗篇41篇里面。
It's recorded in Psalm 41.
犹大要为他出卖的事情负责任。
Judah has to be accountable for what he did.
他自己有这个主意。
He had the mind plan.
他自己也做了这个决定。
He made the decision.
神就用他这件恶事情。
So God used his evil mind.
来完成他自己救恩的计划。
To fulfill his own plan of salvation.
所以第一大点，耶稣预料这个背叛的事情。
So the first point is Jesus anticipated this treachery.
我们看第二大点。Let's
look at the second point.
耶稣宣布谁是这位背叛者。So
Jesus announced who is the traitor.
这是在21节到26节。This
is in verse 21 to 26.
21节说，耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，所谓的英文版本，都把它翻成这个 trouble in spirit，
So that's the word， 心里忧愁。
心里忧愁本来的意思是说非常的伤痛，非常的难过。
So the original meaning is they are in deep sorrow。
换句话说，是一种极强烈情感的表现。
So it's a very strong emotion。
耶稣心里非常的伤痛。
Jesus was very troubled in spirit.
有时候当我们想到耶稣的时候，
Sometimes we think of Jesus.
我们只想到他是神。
We only think of him as God.
我们没有想到说他也是人。
We did not think of him as man.
所以我们会这样认为。
So we may think.
我们人被搅扰的事情，他不会被搅扰。
So if we were, the things that trouble us were not trouble Jesus.
我们人力有限。
We have limits in
our world. 他是无所不能。
But he is omnipotent.
他有所有的资源。
He has all the resources.
所以他不会受任何事情的影响。
So he's not going to be affected by anything.
但圣经却告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
耶稣也像人一样。
Jesus is like man.
并且他还受到试探。
He is also tempted.
那我们看希伯来书。
If we go to Hebrew.
4:15节。
4:15.
希伯来书4:15节。
Hebrew 4:15.
Okay. 找到以后，我们一起来读这个圣经节。
Let's read this together.
希伯来书4:15节。
Hebrew 4:15.
一起来。
Let's read.
因我们的大祭司，并非不忍体恤我们的软弱。 他也凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。他也像我们一样，
He's just like us.
所以他可以体恤我们的困难。So
he can sympathize with our troubles.
体恤我们的痛苦。
Can understand our difficulties.
唯一捧的他没有犯罪。The
only difference, he did not sin.
这个圣经节告诉你和我。So
this verse tells you and me.
如果我们经历失望，
If we experience disappointment,
他知道,
he knows.
他了解什么叫失望,
he understands what is disappointment.
如果我们经历过极度的忧虑,
if we have experienced deep troubles,
我们可以知道他了解什么是叫做极度的忧虑,
we know that he knows what is our worry.
如果我们经历伤痛,
if we experience hurt,
受到人家的伤害,
We've been hurt by others.
我们可以知道他了解什么叫做悲痛。
We know that he understands what is hurt.
因为他像人一样。
Because he's like men.
他经过了这一切。
He has experienced all.
那天晚上耶稣心里非常的难过。
In that night, Jesus was deep troubled.
当他想到他对犹大的爱。
when he thought about the love he has for Judah.
他不需要犹大回报他的爱。
He does not want Judah to repay him.
但犹大这位跟他三年来最亲密的同工之一。
He is one of the closest co-workers in the past 3 years.
却要出卖他。
But he was going to betray him.
但耶稣想到犹大快要跌在撒旦的手里面。
When Jesus thought Judah is going to fall and into the hands of the devil.
等待那以后永远的审判。
And waiting for the eternal judgment.
但耶稣想到这件出卖他的事情。
When Jesus thought about this betrayal.
将要把他带到十字架上。
He's going to bring him to the cross.
在那里。
At the cross.
因为他需要承担世界上人的罪。
He's going to take all the sins of the world.
天父需要跟他有暂时的分开。
And the Father is going to be separate from him temporarily.
但耶稣想到这些事情。
When Jesus thought about all this,
他心里极其难过。
So he was deep troubled in spirit.
21节下面说,
And the second half of verse 21,
就明说或明白地说,
to say clearly,
这个字原来的意思是 testify, 是做见证。
So the original meaning is to testify.
换句话说,是要见证一件很严重的事情。
To testify a serious matter.
也就是说,我实实在在地告诉你们,你们中间有一个人要卖我了。
So I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me.
你可以想象门徒们听到这个消息,他们反应是什么?
You can imagine the response of the disciples when they heard this.
在, 15世纪,
In the 15th century,
意大利一个很出名的画家,
there was a very famous Italian painter.
叫 Leonardo da Vinci.
So his name is Leonardo da Vinci.
他在米兰市的一个城市里面一间教堂,
in one of the churches in Milan,
在一个墙壁上画了一个很出名的画,
so he painted a beautiful mural on the wall.
这个画的名称叫做最后晚餐。
So it's called The Last Supper.
这个画里面他把十二个门徒分成三组。
In that painting, he divided 12 disciples into 3 groups.
耶稣是主人。
Jesus is the master.
He's the host.
He's the host.
在他的左手边有两组。
There are 2 groups on his left hand.
每一组有三个门徒。
There are 3 in each group.
在他右手边有一组。
On the right-hand side, there's only 1 group.
6个门徒在一起。
The 6 people there.
这个画里面形容这些门徒们极其惊讶。
So in this painting, it depicted very surprised that of the faith.
他们彼此你看我，我看你。
So they were staring at each other.
他们不晓得耶稣究竟是指谁啊。
They did not understand who Jesus meant.
所以这就是23节。 22节
That's where verse 22
说门徒彼此对看猜不透所说的是谁 然后到了23节开始
And came to verse 23
要了解这段经文
To understand this passage
我们需要了解当时他们吃饭的习惯
We need to understand the custom how they eat supper
以及门徒们可能坐的位置
And how the disciples may be seated
今天我们吃饭
So today when we eat
我们平常坐在一个餐桌上
We sat at a table
每个人都有一张椅子
Everyone has a chair
大家坐得直直的
So we sat up straight
我们左手也可以用 右手也可以动
We can use our left and use our right hand
当时的饭桌是 就今天的饭桌大概一半的高度
So the dinner table at those days about half the height of today's table
他们常常就坐在这个饭桌的边缘上面
So they normally recline at the side of the table
他们常常是斜着靠着
They usually leaning towards
用左边的这个elbow支持他身体的力量
So they lean toward the left to use the elbow on the left side to support
那右手可以拿东西
So they can the right hand free to use
那么因为每个人躺在左边
Because with the, they all lean toward the left
所以右边这个人的头呢 就靠近左边这个人的胸怀,对吧?
So the head of the person on the right would be close to the chest of the one on the left.
因为每个人都是往左躺。
So everybody leaned toward the left.
所以23节。
That's why verse 23.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的。 侧身靠近耶稣的怀里，这表示约翰是坐在耶稣的右边。
So this means that John was sitting on the right side of Jesus.
他的头紧靠着耶稣的胸怀。
So his head was close to Jesus' chest.
24节。
In verse 24.
西门彼得点头对他说，你告诉我们主是指着谁说的。西门彼得跟他 打记号啊。
So Simon Peter was giving him a sign.
你去问问耶稣啊。
Go ask Jesus.
究竟他是指谁啊？25节
Verse 25,
那门徒就是指约翰，就是靠着耶稣的胸膛了。约翰怎么样呢？
So what did John,
约翰听到彼得的建议以后，
he heard Peter,
他就转过头来，
so he turned around,
对着耶稣问了。
So he asked Jesus,
所以他更靠近耶稣的胸怀了。
So he's even closer to Jesus.
26节
Verse 26,
耶稣回答说，我沾一点饼给谁就是谁。耶稣就沾了一点饼递给加略人西门的儿子犹大，这表示犹大是坐在耶稣的左边呢。
So this means Judah was sitting on Jesus' lap.
他跟耶稣很接近的。
He was always very close to Jesus.
所以耶稣很容易就可以把东西递给他。
So very easily Jesus can hand the bread over to him.
平常坐在一个主人的这个左边呢。
Usually if you sit on the left.
犹太人认为是个很尊贵的位置。
They think that was a respectable place.
这个位置平常是主人保留给他最亲密的朋友坐的。
Usually that's the place the host reserved for the closest friend.
路加福音告诉我们。
Luke tells us.
那一天当门徒进入这个房间的时候。
On that day when the disciples entered the room.
他们还彼此在争论谁伟大。
They were just quarreling who shall be the greatest.
耶稣那时候一定对犹大说。
Jesus must have told Judah.
犹大。
Judas,
你来坐在我的左边。
You come sit on my left.
我今天要跟你好好谈话。
Today I want to call, to talk to you.
跟你好好有机会团聚。
So we have a chance to fellowship.
虽然圣经没有记载他们那两个人究竟讲什么。
Even though the Bible didn't record what they discussed.
我可以想象。
I can imagine.
在他们整个谈话当中。
In their entire conversation.
耶稣一定会提到我对你的爱。
Jesus must have mentioned that his love for him.
提醒他对犹大的恩典。
And remind him the favor he bestowed on Judah.
耶稣圣经告诉我们说，沾一点饼啊。
He says, dip the bread.
就像我们中国人主人说，常常替客人夹菜，对吧？
So in the Chinese custom, we also feed.
平常你夹菜是先夹给那个你最尊贵的客人，对吧？
So you usually offer the food to the most respected guest.
当时在他们的桌子上。
In those days on their table.
他们是有面包。
They have bread.
也有一个盘。
There's a plate.
那个盘我们拿今天的话是等于今天的 dip 一样。
Like today we just call it dip.
那个 dip 常常是有几样东西组成的。
There are many things in the dip.
有一些香料
herb,
有一些这个醋
There's some vinegar.
有些油
Some oil.
也有一些盐
Some salt.
然后再加上这个date.
Some date.
OK. 再加上无花果
The fig tree.
然后加上这些这个葡萄干
And the raisins.
这些东西比我们今天吃的 chip 要营养的多哈。
So they are much more nutritious than the chips we eat today.
当一个主人把这面包摆在里面递给这个客人的时候，
When the host dips the bread and gives to the guest,
是表示对这个客人一个最特别的尊敬。
So it expresses a special respect.
也表示说这个客人是我最亲密的朋友。
It also means this guest is my intimate friend.
而这个客人如果接受这个饼在吃的话，
If the visitor receives the bread,
他是在众人面前表示，
He's showing in front of people.
我对这个主人的忠贞是永不改变的。
My loyalty to the host shall never change.
那天晚上
And that night,
耶稣爱犹大
Jesus loved Judah.
耶稣仍然尊重犹大
Jesus continued to respect Judah.
但耶稣没有软化犹大的心。
But he wasn't able to soft Judah's heart.
犹大没有及时回头啊。
So Judah didn't repent in time.
他仍然做了他所要做的。
He continued to do what he planned to do.
那天我们看到耶稣旁边坐的两个人。
There are two people on that day sat next to Jesus.
约翰跟犹大都坐得离耶稣很近。
John and Judah sat very close to Jesus.
但两人之中,
but in those two persons,
只有约翰是接近耶稣的心。
Only John is close to Jesus' heart.
你有没有注意到?
Did you notice?
约翰是在一个很好的位置。
John was in a good place.
你可以说是个最好的位置。
You can see the best place.
可以问耶稣问问题。
He can ask questions of Jesus.
他问问题是还不需要大声的问。
He doesn't have to shout just to ask any questions.
当你这么接近主的心的时候，你可以问主所有的问题。
When you're so close to the heart of the Lord, you can ask all questions.
多少时候我们不接近主？
So many times we're not close to the Lord.
有时候我们离他远。
Sometimes we left him.
有时候我们离他更远。
Sometimes we are much further apart.
而让我们离开主唯一的一件事情。
There's only one thing will lead us depart from our Lord.
就是我们的罪。
It's our sin.
我们的罪对主来讲是极其冒犯的事情。
So our sin is most offending to the Lord.
我们也知道我们在犯罪。
We know we are sinning.
所以我们赶快转身离开主。
So we turn away.
我们不希望我们自己在他的视线之内。
We don't want to present ourselves within his vision.
然后呢?
Then?
或者我们看到耶稣用慈祥的眼光盯着我们看。
Maybe we see Jesus look at us with his kindness.
就像彼得三次不认主以后。
Just like Peter denied the Lord three times.
耶稣用慈祥的眼光盯着他看。
So Jesus looked at him with kindness.
当我们看到耶稣慈祥的眼光。
When we saw the kindness of Jesus,
我们悔改, 我们认罪,
we repent, we confess.
我们再次与神和好,
again, we reconcile with God.
如果我们不是这样,
if we don't do this,
我们便继续地活在罪里面,
we will continue to live in sin.
要承受以后那个不可避免的结果。
So we're going to have to suffer the unavoidable consequences.
接近主的心,
to be close to the heart of the Lord.
是一个门徒问主最好问题的位置。
It's the best position to ask questions of the Lord.
你有没有注意到, 这也是同时得到答案最好的位置。
This is also the position to receive answers.
有些答案我们已经有的。
Some answers we already have.
因为圣经已经告诉我们。
Because the Bible already told us.
有些答案我们的主在公共场合没有讲出来。
Many of the answers our Lord didn't explain in public.
他也没有讲给大家听。
He didn't explain to everyone.
要得到这些答案。
If you want to know the answers,
我们需要接近他。
We need to be close to him.
我们需要接近到的时候, 我们可以抬头看着他。
We need to be close enough to lift our head and look at him.
就那时候我们才能听到。
Only at that time we can hear.
就在我们思想他过去所讲的话。
As we meditate what he has told us,
这本圣经,
this Bible,
而听到圣灵他用细小的声音,
we can hear the Spirit use a very soft voice,
悄悄地对我们说,
quietly tells us,
我们的问题就有答案,
then there is answer to our question.
一个人当他靠近主的心,
when a person is close to our Lord's heart,
他是在一个最好的位置问问题,
he's in the best position to ask a question.
也是个最好的问子得到主的答案。
It's also a best way to get answered.
耶稣宣布谁是他的出卖者。
Jesus announced who is the traitor.
我们看第三大点。
Let's look at the third point.
耶稣对这位出卖者讲话。
So Jesus addresses the traitor.
这是27节到30节。
This is from verse 27 to 30.
27节, 他吃了以后, 撒旦就入了他的心。
As soon as Judah took the bread, Satan entered into him.
哦, 弟兄姐妹, 我们这里看到撒旦的毒计啊。
Now, we can see the evil, the wickedness of Satan.
首先在十三章第二节。
In chapter 13, verse 2,
撒旦将卖耶稣的主意摆在犹大的心里。
So Satan put the idea to betray Jesus into Judas' heart.
到了二十七节。
So into verse 27,
他就干脆进入犹大的心了。
So Satan just entered.
你们看到两者之间的不同吗？
You see the difference between the two?
首先撒旦建议。
First, just put a thought in him.
现在撒旦指挥了。
Now Satan is going to control him.
首先他敲敲门。
First, knock on the door.
他要求你的许可， 他才能进来。
To ask your permission to enter.
现在他干脆就进来了。
Now he just come in.
占据你的心。
Enter into your heart.
指挥你的一切。
Control all you can do.
当一个人开始跟撒旦有来往。
When you begin to deal with Satan.
这是蛮危险的事情。
It's pretty dangerous.
因为你不晓得你自己要跌得多深啊。
You don't know how far you're going to dip into.
也许当他开始一个犯罪的念头。
Maybe when he just has the idea to sin,
他恨一个人。
He may hate someone.
他希望能够报仇。
He wants to revenge.
他觉得说这个恨人没有什么。
He says it's no big deal to hate someone.
也许当他开始一些不好的思想进入他的脑子里。
Maybe when there are some bad thoughts just enter his head.
他认为这是小事，没有关系。
This is a trivial, no big deal.
也许他就是让撒旦对他讲话。
Maybe he will let Satan to talk to him.
哦，他认为这无关紧要。
He says it's not important.
我自己有办法对付。
I can manage.
但是你知道一件事情吗？
But do you know one thing?
就在这个时候。
Just at that moment.
这条灭亡的道路开始了。
So the road to destruction starts.
因为允许撒旦在他心里面撒下恶念种子的人。
A person who allows Satan to sow bad seed in him.
将会很快地发现。
He will soon discover.
他心中长满的恶的果子。
So in his heart is full of evil fruit.
我最近看到一个故事呢，蛮有趣的。
I read a story recently. It's very interesting.
一对老夫妻。
There was a couple, of, an old couple.
住在老人院和疗养院里面。
So they lived in maybe nursing home.
他们已经结婚六十年
They've been married for 60 years.
但他们的关系老是充满着争论 argument.
But they're full of arguments between them.
或者不同意
Or they disagree.
并且之间常常大声的吼叫
They often shout at each other.
因为结婚了以后
Because after their marriage,
当他发现对方伤害他的时候
They often realize how they're hurt by each other.
他们便马上的报复
To take revenge.
他们没有想到这是一个饶恕人的机会。
They never thought this is an opportunity to forgive.
所以你来我往。
So you come at me, I go at you.
他们就恶性的循环。
So this into a bad vicious cycle.
他们两个人之间的争斗搬到老人院都还没有停止。
They continue to fight even they move into nursing home.
他们从早上一起来。
Beginning as they get up in the morning,
就开始吵架
they start a quarrel.
吵到晚上两个人疲倦睡着了才停止
Until they get tired at night and fall asleep.
老人院的管理说受不了
So the manager can take it.
威胁他们
They threaten them.
如果你们不停止的话我要把你们赶出去
If you don't stop quarrel, I'm going to kick you out of here.
但他们两个人还是不能同意说我们究竟应该怎么停止
But they cannot agree on how to stop quarrel.
最后太太对先生说
So the wife told the husband,
我们一起来祷告
Let us pray together.
求神让我们当中有一个人死
Let's ask God to permit one of us to die.
不过
But
当你的善意过了以后
But after your funeral,
我会搬去跟我的妹妹一起住。
I will move into with my sister.
恶念不会停止的。
Evil thoughts will not cease.
只会变本加厉。
It only get worse.
这位太太认为神，她祷告神给丈夫死。
So he thought if God let the husband die.
她还为他做了追思礼拜。
So she's going to give him a memorial service.
我们看圣经告诉我们怎么对付撒旦。
So let's see what Bible tells us to deal with Satan.
请我们看一下以弗所书。
Let's go to Ephesians.
四章二十七节。
4:27.
以弗所书四章二十七节，二十六、二十七节。
26:27, Chapter 4, Ephesians.
找到我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
一起来。生气却必要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。啊，这边神知道我们常常的罪是生气。
So here, the God knows our sin often is our anger.
我们不要让时间拖下去。
Do not let the time last.
不要给魔鬼有机可乘。
So don't give devil a foothold.
他有了以后，他就会继续的来。
If he has it, he will continue to come.
我们不要给他机会。
Don't give him the opportunity.
然后我们对他应该怎么样？
Now how should we deal with him?
我们看雅各书第四章第七节。
Let's go to James chapter 4 verse 7.
雅各书第四章第七节。
James 4:7.
找到以后，我们一起念。
Let's read together.
Okay, 我们一起来。故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。抵挡是个军事用语。
Resist is a military term.
有点反抗。
So to fight back.
打回去哈。
To continue to fight back.
你记得耶稣有没有受到魔鬼的试探？
Has Jesus ever been tempted by the devil?
他抵挡他。
How did he resist
him? 他用圣经的话语抵挡他。
So he used the word from the Bible resist.
所以撒旦就离开他逃跑了。
So the devil left.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们需要相信真正有撒旦。
We need to take care of the true Satan.
撒旦的确是存在。
He does exist.
并且他像一个吼叫的狮子。
He exists like a roaring lion.
遍地游行。
Prowls all over the earth.
寻找到处寻找可吞吃的人。
Seek those who he can devour.
如果你相信的确有撒旦。
If you believe there is truly Satan.
你相信撒旦有这么大的能力。
You believe he has such power.
但是你更相信有位比他能力更大的人。
But you also believe there's one even more powerful than him.
你依靠他来抵挡他。
You would depend him to resist the devil.
你是有福的。
Then you are blessed.
你是得到神的祝福。
Because you are blessed by God.
我们再回到二十七节。
Let's go back to verse 27.
十三章二十七节。
Chapter 13.
耶稣便对他说：“你所做的，快做吧。”当犹大跨过这个不能回头的界限时
，When Judah crossed over for this no return,
耶稣就打发他走了。
So Jesus sent him away.
你赶快去做你要做的吧。
Just go do whatever you wanted to do.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这时候耶稣快要设立圣餐了。
Because Jesus is going to start the Lord's Supper.
他不会允许犹大跟撒旦来参加他的圣餐。
He's not going to allow Judah and the devil to partake.
圣餐只是为他的儿女们所准备的。
The Lord's Supper is prepared only for God's children.
二十八节、二十九节。
So verse 28-29.
同席的人没有一个知道是为什么对他说这话。有人因犹大带着钱篮，以为耶稣是对他说的：“你去买我们过节所应用的东西，或是叫他拿什么周济穷人。”其他这十位门徒没有想到，没有听到两个人之间的谈话。
So the other ten disciples didn't hear the conversation.
他们只能猜测。
They can only guess.
耶稣要犹大离开。
Jesus wants Judah to leave.
可能叫他赶快去买一些逾越节所要的东西。
Maybe want to buy something for the Passover.
或者按照犹太人的习惯。
Or according to the Jewish custom.
他们在逾越节的时候去周济一些穷人。
So during the Passover, they take care of the needy.
但是我们知道，约翰是知道。
But we know John knows.
为什么约翰没有讲话？
Why didn't John say anything?
他可能太震惊了。
Maybe he was too surprised.
他不晓得应该做什么。
Doesn't know what to do.
或者他以为这个出卖的事情还不是马上的。
Maybe he thought this betrayal is not going to happen right away.
哦，等一下，我还有时间跟彼得商量一下。
Maybe I still have time to discuss with Peter.
跟其他人商量一下再来处理。
To discuss with the other disciples how to deal with it.
三十节。
Verse 30.
犹大受的那点饼，立刻就出去。犹大明白他，耶稣知道他是出卖者。
Now Judah knows, Jesus knows he is the traitor.
耶稣已经揭露他的面目了。
So Jesus has unmasked his face.
他需要赶快离开。
He needs to leave.
免得他的计划崩溃掉。
So preventing that his plans are going to collapse.
其他的福音书告诉我们。
The other book of Gospel tells us.
犹大马上去到犹太人的公会。
So Judah went to the Sanhedrin right away.
告诉他们说
Told them,
今天晚上吃过饭以后
Tonight after dinner,
耶稣会照常去客西马尼园
So Jesus is going to go to the garden of Gethsemane.
客西马尼园是蛮大的
It's a pretty big garden.
但犹大知道耶稣要去什么地方
But Judah knows where Jesus is going to go.
因为路加福音告诉我
Because in Luke it tells us,
这个地方是耶稣跟他门徒过去经常聚集的地方
So this is the place where Jesus used to go with his disciples.
犹大知道这是个好地方
So Judah knows this is a good place.
因为很偏僻
It's because it's a kind of in the wild.
不是公共的场合
It's not a public place.
不会引人注意
It won't attract any attention.
不会找来麻烦
It won't bring any trouble.
约翰最后说那时候是夜间了
So continue it says and it was night.
夜间形容黑暗
So night is dark.
约翰不只回想当时发生在什么时候
Not only he was remembering when it happened.
这句话对约翰来讲还有一更深的一层意义。
This means more to John.
黑暗不但下降到耶路撒冷城。
Not only that can dark fall upon the Jerusalem.
黑暗也下降到犹大的心里。
And dark also fall upon the heart of Judah.
犹大现在是在黑暗完全的掌管之下。
Now Judah is controlled under darkness.
犹大离开了。
Judah left.
下一次当犹大再出现的时候
When he once again resurfaced,
他已经带人要来抓拿耶稣了
He's going to bring people to catch Jesus
弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters
犹大是代表一种属灵的出卖
So Judah represents the spiritual betrayal
他当时做的这种很无耻的事情
So he did a shameful thing
可惜每次每代以来
Unfortunately, throughout the ages,
都有自称是基督徒的人。
There are always people who are self-confessed as Christians.
为了一些自己的利益。
They did things for their own benefit.
为了自己的目标。
For their own purposes.
或者当情况紧急时。
Or when there are crises.
They are pushed come to shove.
Or when push come to shove.
他们便背叛耶稣啊。
They betray Jesus.
犹大的所作所为。
So whatever Judas did,
这提醒你和我
reminds you and me,
我们是不是这样的人
Are we such a person?
有一段圣经节提醒我们
There is a passage.
我们向哥林多后书
Second Corinthians,
第十三章第五节
13:5.
哥林多后书三章第五节
13,
第五节
Verse 5.
我们一起来读这一节圣经节。
Let's read this.
我们一起来，你们总要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己试炼。岂不知若你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？我们需要肯定。
We need to be confirmed.
我们究竟是不是真的跟随耶稣
？Are we truly following Christ?
约翰说那时候是夜间了
So John said it was night.
当犹大讲耶稣出卖给他的敌人的时候
When Judah betrayed Jesus to his enemy,
他其实是讲他自己的灵魂出卖给撒旦
So basically he betrayed his own soul to Satan.
他是在黑暗之下。
He lives in darkness.
今天我们从犹大的事情里面,
Today, through Judah,
他出卖耶稣的事情,
the fact that he betrayed Jesus,
他在门徒中这么久,
he's been among the disciples for so long,
但他没有重生,
but he was not born again.
这件事情对你我在传福音上面,
so for our work in the gospel message,
有什么功课可以学?
What did we learn?
我们可以学到一个功课,
we learned one lesson.
一个堕落的人,
a fallen person.
如果他要得救的话,
if he is to be saved,
在他旁边只有一个好的榜样是不够的,
if there's only one good example at his side, that's not enough.
想一想看,
just to think,
对犹大来讲,
to Judah,
有哪一个榜样比耶稣更好?
Is there any better example than Jesus himself?
他跟耶稣有三年的时间,
he spent 3 years with,
他跟其他的11个门徒在一起,
with the other 11 disciples.
他听过耶稣八福的教导,
he has heard the teaching of Jesus about the Beatitudes.
他听过登山宝训,
he heard about the Sermon on the Mount.
他还听过撒种的比喻,
he also heard the parables of a sower.
他听过麦子的比喻,
he also learned the parables of the vine.
那么他还听过十个童女的比喻,
he also heard the parable of the 10 virgins.
并且他还有实际服事的经验,
he also had the experience of actual serving.
当耶稣差遣70个门徒出去的时候,
when Jesus sent away the 70,
他也是,
he's one of them.
是的, 并且如果犹大要从耶稣的教导当中,
through the teachings of Jesus,
找到一个完全的例子,
can find one perfect example,
他可以马上在耶稣的身上找到,
he can immediately pray with Jesus.
当耶稣说, 清晰的人有福了,
when Jesus said, blessed are those who are pure in heart,
耶稣便马上看到, 犹大便马上看到, 耶稣是完全的清心,
then he will see that Jesus is perfectly clean.
但耶稣说, 温柔的人有福了,
when Jesus says, blessed are those who are meek,
犹大便马上看到耶稣是完全的温柔,
then he will see that Jesus is completely meek.
但耶稣说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架来跟从我,
when Jesus said, whoever would follow me must deny himself and pick up his cross,
犹大马上可以看到耶稣是言行合一的,
so Judah would see that Jesus is consistent in what he says and what he does.
但犹大仍然没有得救,
but Judah was still not saved.
这就是为什么,
this is why,
我们需要为一些还没有认识耶稣的人祷告,
we have to pray for those who still do not know Jesus.
我们祈求圣灵能给他重生,
we ask the Spirit that will lead them to born again,
让他有新的生命,
so they have a new life.
因为好的榜样是要紧的,
to have a good example is important,
但是仍然是不够的,
but it's not enough.
那坏的榜样就更糟糕了,
because if you have bad example, it's even worse.
但就是像耶稣这样好的榜样,
even with such a good example of Christ,
仍然没有办法让一个人相信他,
they can still not believe, let people believe in him.
所以,
that's why,
如果你认为你具有好的行为,
if you think you have a good deed,
让别人看,
to show to other people,
那人一定会得救,
then you will be saved.
你会失望,
then you will be disappointed.
如果你认为,
if you believe,
我只要带一个人来到教会,
I only need to bring people to the church,
让他接触到圣经的教导,
so he can get in touch with the teaching,
让他看到耶稣究竟是谁,
and he will get to know who Jesus is,
那个人便会得救的话,
then that person will be saved.
你也会失望,
you will be disappointed.
这些都是好事,
all these are good things,
但是确实不够,
but it's not enough.
最要紧的一件事情,
the most important,
是这个人的重生,
it's the born again of this person.
那是圣灵的工作,
that's the work of the Spirit.
只有圣灵能给一个人新的生命,
only the Holy Spirit can give a new life.
并且只有当他重生以后,
And also after he was born again.
他才开始对神有反应。
Then he will continue to have good response.
他对圣经的教导开始觉得有兴趣。
He showed interest in the Bible teaching.
哦，这不是一个理论而已。
Then they know this is not just a theory.
这是实际的。
This is practical.
只有当他重生以后。
Only after he's born again.
他才有能力跟愿望接受耶稣做他的救主跟生命的主。
He will have the ability and the desire to accept Jesus to be his Savior and Lord.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
重生是在一个人接受神之前。
To be born again happens before they accept God.
是圣灵的工作。
It's the work of the Spirit.
不，重生不是在一个人接受主之后。
To be born again is not after they accept the Lord.
也许今天你的先生或太太还没有信主。
Maybe today your wife or your husband are not believers.
你的父母亲儿女还没有信主。
Your children, your parents are not believers.
你的亲戚同事同学还没有信主。
So your relatives, your friends, your colleagues are not.
你最好的朋友认识几十年还没有信主。
The best friends you have known for many years are still not believers.
我请求你为他做三件事情。
We ask you to do three things for him.
首先
，First，
你需要肯定你的确有神的生命。
You have to confirm that you do have God's life.
这里说是基督徒是不够的。
Just because you say you're a Christian is not enough.
当你信主以后
，After you become a believer，
你的思想
，Your thoughts，
你的言语
，Your words and acts，
你的价值观
，Your value system，
你对时间跟金钱的看法
，How you manage money and time，
是不是有改变
？Have you changed？
是不是一个新的改变
？It's a new change。
如果有的话
，If you have，
这是很吸引人的。
That's very attractive to others。
第二件事情
，So the second，
让他有机会来听跟读到神的话语。
Lead him the opportunity to listen and to read the word。
带他来教会。
Bring him to church。
第三个
，The third，
为他祷告。
Pray for him。
甚至流泪的祷告。
Even praying with tears。
求圣灵能给他一个新的生命
，Ask the Spirit give him a new life，
让他能够重生
，So he can be born again。
这是神的工作
，This is God's work。
这只有神才能够做
，Only God can do it。
然后有一天
，Then one day，
因为你关心他
，Because you care about him，
因为你帮助他
，Because you help him，
这个人相信跟接受了耶稣
，So this person will believe and receive Jesus。
我想你的喜乐是难以形容的。
I can imagine your joy，
并且你可以肯定一件事情。
And you can be confirmed one thing。
只有一位信神的人。
Only a person who believes in God。
你以后在天上才能再看见他。
You can only see him in heaven again。
那我们低头祷告。
Let us pray。
我们在天上的父，我们再一次的谢谢你。
Our heavenly Father。Once again, we thank you.
你今天让我们看到犹大的可怕。
Today, you led us to see the demise of Judah.
但是给我们有机会再一次审查自己。
You also give us the opportunity to examine ourselves.
更求主给我们一个激动的心。
We also ask you to give us an excited heart.
我们愿意继续的为我们还没有信主的认识的人祷告。
We are willing to continue to pray for those we know are not still believers.
求圣灵感动他们。
May the Spirit move them.
让他们能有神的生命。
So that they may have the life of God.
只有这样，他们才能够接受你做他们的救主。
They can only by doing so accept you to be their Savior and Lord.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the holy name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.